WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
When you see or hear meteorological discussions about the wind, you may hear the terms veering and backing. Well, just what do those mean? A veering wind is a wind that turns clockwise with height. An example of a veering wind would be a southeast wind at the surface and a west wind at 700 millibars. The wind turns in the same direction as a clock from the surface to 700 millibars. A veering wind is associated with warm air advection and dynamic lifting, primarily because a south wind in the planetary boundary layer transports warmer air to the north. The magnitude of warm air advection is a function of wind speed and the pre-existing thermal gradient. Weak wind will result in weak advection. The wind often veers ahead of cold fronts, that is, in the warm sector of a mid-latitude cyclone. A backing wind, on the other hand, is a wind that turns counterclockwise with height. A wind from the north at the surface with a west wind at 700 millibars is an example of a backing wind. A backing wind is associated with cold air advection and dynamic sinking. Wind backs behind cold fronts. You may wonder why a veering wind is associated with warm air advection and a backing wind associated with cold air advection. A veering wind turns clockwise with height. Since warmer air is in the southern latitudes, a south wind will transport warmer air into a forecast region. Winds having a southerly component at the surface and a westerly component aloft is a veering wind. The middle and upper level winds in the mid-latitudes will generally have a westerly component to them. Upper level winds blow from a much more persistent direction than the surface winds. It is primarily the surface wind direction that determines whether the wind is backing or veering with height. A backing wind turns counterclockwise with height. A north wind at the surface and a westerly wind aloft is an example of a wind that is backing. A north wind generally brings in cooler air. Now, there is no 100% guarantee that veering produces warm air advection and backing produces cold air advection, especially when winds are light or the temperature gradient is barotropic. In the tropics, in a light wind environment, such as under a high pressure system, or in a barotropic environment, the backing-veering rule of thumb has very little relevance. The backing-veering rule of thumb works well in the middle latitudes near mid-latitude cyclones. Thermal advection is most significant in the mid-latitudes and in the vicinity of low pressure or a tight pressure gradient. Well, that's another yin and yang of weather. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.